Now, as far as writing goes and finding your own voice, this is a much more difficult question to answer. Art style, I can kind of help you with, because I can help you kind of point you in a direction and say, look, you know, whatever art style, whatever you enjoy drawing, that's your art style. You know, if you like taking the time to do something very detailed and beautiful, that's your art style. If you like doing something quick and dirty, you know, that's your art style. Your voice, it's a little trickier. It's a little more of a personal, it's a little personal kind of a question, you know. But let me get the jerk answer out of the way first. This is kind of the curmudgeon-y jerk answer. If you're having trouble finding your voice, you're not ready. And it's kind of an asshole way of answering that question. But, I mean, there is some truth to that. If you can't find a voice, maybe you're not ready. You know, you should have something to say. If you don't have anything to say, you're wasting everyone's time. You know, you're wasting the reader's time, you know. If you're struggling, like, what should I tell people today? Like, well, maybe if you don't have anything to say, you know, shut up. That's the jerk answer. Now we get that out of the way. Now let's try a nicer answer here. I would say one thing you could do to help find your voice is start to absorb as much of the kind of writing that you want to do. I'm going to approach this as that you're trying to do a humorous comic strip. One thing I did was I went out and bought the Monty Python, the complete series on DVD. And I bought it specifically to help me get some ideas, you know, with my writing, you know. It wasn't necessarily, I'm not sure if it was really that helpful. It's hard to kind of quantify that, you know. Did I become a better writer because I watched all that stuff and I listened, you know, and I listened to all that stuff. And all the other things too, like reading books. I read all the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books. I watched, you know, tons of comedians and with their hour-long specials. It's really actually hard to say. It's hard to put it into like, oh, yes, that definitely did help me. I mean, you always hear people, you know, comedians and writers talk about who inspired them. It's like, well, they inspired you, but did they actually help you find your own voice? And that's actually hard to like, it's hard for me to figure out if that really did help me or not. But, you know, couldn't wait, right? So I would say first things first, if you can't find your voice, listen to other people's voices and see what you think. You know, you may hear, read or hear some humorous talk and you may say, oh, I definitely don't want to do that. I don't like the way that sounds. That guy takes way too long to get to a punchline. I don't want to do that kind of humor style. And you may hear some other person do a jokes and you're like, oh, yes, that's the kind of joke I would come up with. I should go along that route, you know, and not talk about copying somebody, but giving you kind of trying to open your mind up to different ideas, you know. Like I said, I'm not sure how helpful that is to the idea of absorption, but, you know, it couldn't hurt.